But we begin with a new opportunity for financial aid. Well, not a loan, but a scholarship. Two great institutions have come together to create a scholarship. Everybody knows about UNCF. And UNCF has partnered with Honda Manufacturing of Indiana to create the UNCF Honda Manufacturing of Indiana Scholarship Program. It is for a graduating high school senior in the state of Indiana. In our studio is Andrea Neely, the Regional Development Director for UNCF, and on our live line is Fred Payne. Fred got a title longer than I have. Fred is Department Manager of Corporate Affairs and Administration for Honda Manufacturing of Indiana. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Fred?
Thank you.
Fred, let me first ask, because people are aware of that Honda has cars and trucks and lawnmowers and the motors that go around at the Indianapolis 500, but what is Honda Manufacturing of Indiana?
Okay, we're located down in Greensburg, Indiana, and we produce the Civic sedan vehicle. We produce approximately 250,000 of those vehicles a year, and we've been producing the vehicle since 2008.
That's a popular car.
It is.
Okay, so is Honda Manufacturing of Indiana, are you involved in a lot of different things in the community?
Yes, we've tried to, since we've started up our facility here, we've been involved in various organizations throughout the 20-county hiring area in which our associates come from.
Right.
We have partnerships within Indianapolis with organizations such as the UNCF, 100 Black Men of Indiana, Indianapolis Black Expo, La Plaza, and various other organizations to ensure that we are a part of the community.
Andrea Neely, how did this partnership for the UNCF Honda Manufacturing of Indiana Scholarship come about?
Thank you, Amos, for hosting us this afternoon. Over the last several years, we've been in conversation with Honda, really looking at ways in which we can incrementally grow our relationship with Honda, and that began with them supporting our annual major fundraiser, which is the Mask Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, Honda began to see other partnerships and relationships of really supporting our students directly. And that included us coming out to the plant and looking at where we felt there would be some synergy in really reaching both of our missions of outreach. And so through conversations with Fred and his team, the scholarship component is something that UNCF consistently does and really empowering our community. And so that dialogue happened over the last year. And so this year with his great team, Rachel and Anita, we were able to kind of outline a program that really would allow us to support students, in this case, students that were in the 100 Black Men program, Botillion, as well as students with CLD, and that really aligned with what Honda was wanting to accomplish in their outreach efforts.
Now, this is a little different scholarship. It's a scholarship of you got to be a resident of Indiana, you got to have a grade point average of at least 2.5 on a 4-point scale, you had to have already completed your financial aid application, the FAFSA, and you got to have demonstrated an unmet financial need. You got to be, you know, enrolled, getting ready to go from high school into an accredited post-secondary institution, and you had to be enrolled in a leadership program, something like CLD, Center for Leadership Development, or 100 Black Men, or Urban League, or a similar organization. Why that tie-in to a student development or youth leadership program?
Because that's the key piece for success. When students are being developed and provided programming that will help them become strong leaders, you're going to see a greater success rate in completion with college, because they're being prepared of thinking about financially, how do you pay for college? How do you maintain a strong GPA that is going to be supported through scholarships, not only through UNCF, but other organizations and corporations that are looking for strong leaders? And so by partnering with Honda and organizations such as the 100 Black Men and CLD, you can have a broader reach, and it also supports those organizations for students to be aware of another training program that can build their capacity as leaders.
We're talking with Andrea Neely with UNCF, Fred Payne with Honda Manufacturing of Indiana. It's a new scholarship, the UNCF Honda Manufacturing of Indiana, a scholarship program. The applications period began back on February the 2nd. The application deadline is March the 8th at midnight, or actually 11:59 p.m. Fred Payne, with Honda, how important is it with the team members of Honda, the associates with Honda, in the types of manufacturing you do to have potential employees that have had experience in leadership?
Oh, it's very important. Many of the things that we do here at Honda, they involve certain aspects of leadership, whether it's getting other individuals to meetings on time, going through a lot of the deep dive analysis that's done at the company. All of those things are central components of being leaders. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why we've gotten involved with the scholarships is so that we can see Indiana students go to college, realize their dreams, and if they're interested in jobs in manufacturing, then we would love for them to apply for jobs here.
Andrea Neely, what if there's young people, it's a high school senior, they've got that 2.5 up to a 4.0 grade point average, they meet the other criteria, but maybe they've been in a youth leadership program or a student development program through their church, through their scout troop, or some other recognized organization? Are those accepted under the scholarship program?
Under this scholarship program, it is not. It is actually in partnership with the 100 Black Men program, Botillion, and Center for Leadership Development.
Okay.
However, those bright students who you just described, they're also eligible to apply online, www.uncf.org, to look at other scholarship programs, not just limited to the Honda partnership. We've got other scholarships that, you know, through Ronald McDonald Charities, USA funds, that those students would then qualify for, because UNCF, as you've shared, is that our minimum requirement for scholarships is 2.5 GPA.
And the scholarship, does it have to be used at a UNCF supported institution?
The scholarship follows the student.
Okay. So they could go to Ball State.
They could go to Ball State. They can go to Ivy Tech. They can go to IUPUI, but they can go to Clark Atlanta. They can go to Morehouse, or they can go to Spelman or Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where they are choosing to attend.
Somebody called on the program the other day with a trivia question. The trivia question, Andrea Neely, was, you know, how many students in Indiana, A, attend a UNCF-supported school, or B, any HBCU?
That's a double question, because UNCF are tracking students in which we support with scholarships versus their families who are sending their children to an HBCU. Mm-hmm. So we're only able to track what we actually allocate to those students versus all the students that are from the state of Indiana that attend. And ironically, I did talk with the gentleman. He was working on research when he called the area office, and I shared with him that to go to each of those institutions, they would have a better number of students who are not receiving financial aid or scholarship from UNCF.
Okay. All right. So now, to apply for this scholarship, you got to get, this is a little long internet thing, but it's scholarships.uncf.org/2program. That's TOPROGRAM/UNCF Honda. Is that it?
That is it.
There's not a simpler link.
Well, we can actually send this to, you know, again, I would recommend students who are presently enrolled in CLD programs, as well as those young men who are currently with 100 Black Men, Jack and Jill, Botillion Military Program, to reach out to those leaders that can share this information if you've not already received it, to please go on and apply. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the scholarships available through UNCF, and also the opportunities that Honda is really reaching out to the community to provide.
All right. Again, that internet link is scholarships.uncf.org, then slash, by the backslash, TOPROGRAM. GRAM/UNCF Honda. That's scholarships.uncf.org/TOPROGRAM/UNCF Honda. And that will take you to the information. You got to, you know, you got to fill out the app. You print the application out, and because you got to also do an essay, you got to have a copy of the certificate from the program or a letter from the program organization, and most importantly, the most recent high school transcript.
And for us, it's very important to make sure that you're completing your application on time and that you're submitting all of the requirement documentation, because a lot of times students are weeded out because they've missed a key component of the application. It is an online process. It's very easy to upload your essays. And again, you know, really think about how you can share with us the impact and the experience that you've gained by, one, being a part of Jack and Jill, 100 Black Men, Battalion Militaire, as well as the experience you received from attending and completing a CLD program.
And Fred Payne with Honda Manufacturing of Indiana. While we've talked here, another Honda Civic rolled off the line. I just can feel it.
Yes, you're correct.
And see, since gas is cheaper, now when you get one of those Honda cars and they have the fantastic gas mileage, you're saving so much.
You are, and you can reflect that those Civics are made right here in Indiana.
In Indiana! Is there a sticker on them so when somebody goes to their neighborhood Honda dealer, they can see the sticker and say, made in Indiana?
Well, it may not be that visible, but that vehicle, they'll probably be able to identify it as one made here.
Oh, y'all gotta come up with a cute sticker or something. That would be neat. Anyway, Fred Payne with Honda Manufacturing of Indiana, Andrea Neely with UNCF. It is a brand new scholarship for our graduating high school seniors enrolled in CLD or the 100 Black Men Youth Development Programs. You gotta have at least a 2.5 average. You gotta complete that financial aid form, which is another reason to listen to the show this coming Tuesday. You gotta have demonstrated unmet financial need, registered at an accredited institution. Doesn't have to be an HBCU. It can also be a school here in the great state of Indiana. Gotta be a resident of Indiana. And more importantly, the deadline is March the 8th, which will be here before you know it. And for more information, that website again is scholarships.uncf.org/TOPROGRAM/UNCF Honda. Fred Payne with Honda, Andrea Neely with UNCF. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you.